In light of President Trump's growing determination to acquire Greenland by any means necessary, including a possible hostile militarized takeover, European leaders are hardening their own stance, falling firmly in line behind both Denmark and its autonomous protectorate. On a day when Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said she will, quote, not abandon Greenland, unquote, political leaders in Europe have stepped up their rhetoric towards the United States and its president to levels not heard between the Allies since the onset of the Cold War and the formation of NATO in 1949. Speaking today at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, the European Commission's president, Ursula von der Leyen, reaffirmed the Commission's support for Denmark.
And this is why we are working on a package to support Arctic security. First principle, full solidarity with Greenland and the Kingdom of Denmark. The sovereignty and integrity of their territory is non-negotiable.
Also at the summit, French President Emmanuel Macron warned against what he termed new imperialism and criticized, quote, the useless aggressivity, unquote, of the United States. These words go even further than yesterday's rhetoric from the European leaders, who balked at the proposed 10% tariff increase President Trump threatened to impose on eight nations who showed solidarity with the Danes, including France, the UK, and Denmark's Nordic neighbors, Sweden and Norway. The 10% tariff is set to be put in place by February 1st and will then increase to 25% by July 1st and remain so until the US takeover of Greenland is finalized. Iceland, Greenland's closest neighbor, was somewhat surprisingly left off this list of eight, but words from the country's Prime Minister, Kristrún Frostadóttir, may yet turn the eight into nine. Frostadóttir said during parliamentary questions time she would, quote, not budge an inch in her support for Greenland, unquote, calling the US president's stance unacceptable. Iceland is one of several European nations that have deployed defensive personnel to Greenland in response to the escalating situation to emphasize how seriously they take the island's security and its self-governance. Meanwhile, European leaders are mulling over a response to those tariff threats, which may include the so-called Anti-Coercion Instrument, or ACI. The ACI, also known as the Bazooka Option, was put in place by the European Commission as a response to aggressive actions from China towards one of its member states. But it could be activated against the US if it does not soften its stance. The Bazooka Option would restrict the ability of US corporations to sell products to the European Union, which is the biggest economical bloc in the world. It's a move that experts warn would have far-reaching and long-lasting consequences for all stakeholders. Here is French President Emmanuel Macron expressing his readiness to implement the anti-coercion instrument in Davos today.
Europe has very strong tools now, and we have to use them when we are not respected, and when the rules of the game are not respected, by the way. The anti-coercion mechanism is a powerful instrument, and we should not hesitate to deploy it in today's tough environment.
The more cautious among European leaders have emphasized that the Bazooka Option is an emergency tool only. That said, the European Parliament today suspended a vote on a landmark transatlantic trade deal negotiated in 2025 to lower or eliminate tariffs on most US goods in the European Union. Here is Ursula von der Leyen again, speaking in Davos today.
The proposed additional tariffs are a mistake, especially between long-standing allies. The European Union and the United States have agreed to a trade deal last July. And in politics, as in business, a deal is a deal. And when friends shake hands, it must mean something.
Meanwhile, the Greenlandic nation continues its quiet defiance in the face of threats to its independent existence. The country may be the world's biggest island, but it's a nation of only 57,000 people, most of them of native Inuit origin. Mass protests have been staged both in the country's capital of Nuuk and in Copenhagen in Denmark, where a quarter of all Greenlanders live. But underneath this defiance is fear for what the future may hold, and also bewilderment at the escalation of the situation they see as entirely unnecessary. This is because the United States already has a treaty with Greenland and Denmark, signed in 1951, that has allowed the country to have a military presence on the island. It will come as no surprise to Native Americans that the relationship between the Inuit Islanders of Greenland with Denmark has a very complicated history, but it's a resolute will of the people there to remain a self-governing protectorate of the kingdom, rather than the 51st state of the US. Greenland's Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen reiterated this to loud cheers during a protest he addressed in Nuuk 2 days ago. But Nielsen, like other leaders in the region, is coming to the realization that they are living in an unprecedented time where the current world order seems to be unraveling. And today he said he could not rule out the possibility of the US attacking Greenland. In Reykjavik, Iceland, I'm Sigurbjörn, reporting for Pacifica.